Pasuk says in this week's parsha that after Yosef interprets the dreams for Paro, so Paro tells him that he's going to be second in command. He points Yosef as the second in command in Yitzhak. And he tells him, "Atot al picha yisha kolami kise egdal mi." He says, "You're going to be in charge on my bias over my household. All of my people are going to be supported based on your word, based on what you say. I'm only going to be greater than you regarding the throne." What does that mean? So Rashi says, "You currently melech." The Rapar was telling Yosef is, "You're going to be the man. You're going to be the one in control, but I'm going to be the king. They're still going to call me the king. I'm going to sit on the throne, but you're basically going to be in control of the malchus." The question is, what was Paro telling Yosef? I mean, what was the hava meaning? Did we think Paro was going to abdicate the throne because he puts Yosef in charge? So Yosef is going to help him out, but he wasn't going to give up all of the melucha. He wasn't going to give up the malchus. So what's he telling Yosef that he's still going to be king? Of course he's going to be king. Sfasemes explains that Paro was telling Yosef something very deep. What he was saying is that when a king appoints someone as an advisor, and that individual handles the affairs of state with expertise, with understanding, with wisdom, that shows well for the king. It adds prestige to the malchus. People look at the king in a better way. And that's what Paro was saying, that you're going to be in charge, Yosef. You have such wisdom. You have such bina, such a deep understanding. So you're going to be in charge of the economy of Mitzrayim. And what's going to happen as a result of that is Rak HaKisei Egdal Mimeka. The kisei, the throne, is going to become gadol. The kisei is going to become even greater. My malchus is going to be enhanced, and it's going to become even greater as a result of your vision and your leadership. Mimeka, from you, as a result of you, the kavod of the malchus is going to become even greater. Sfasemis adds that maybe this is the pshat in the medrash in Parshas Kisavo. Torah in Parshas Kisavo, of course, we know there's the tochachol, the klolos, terrible clause that can come if we don't observe Torah mitzvahs properly. But before that, the Torah gives us a lot of brachas, beautiful psukim of all the brachas that we can be zochet to. So one of the brachas the Torah has is v'hayisa rak lamala velosi elamata, that you'll be only on top, you won't be on the bottom. Zokli medrash yochol kamoni, hayisa rak lamala yochol kamoni. Maybe you'll be like me, tamalama rak lamala, gdulosi lamala mi gdulaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the gedul of Klal Yisrael, your gedula is not as great as my gedula. And the Medrash says, we learn this from Paro, because Paro says to Yosef, Atotia al Beisi, Yochol Kamoni, Tamaloma Rak Akise Egdal Mimeka, my gedula is greater than your gedula. What's the tsushta? What's the connection? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, Paro, and Yosef. So, the idea is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tnai to the gedula that he affords to us. He says to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to give you gedula. I'm going to make you lamala. I'm going to give you a mila. You're going to be elevated. I'm going to give you so much bracha. But what's the purpose of your bracha? The purpose of your bracha is to be marba my kavod. If you're marba kvod shamayim with everything that you do, then there's a purpose to the bracha. Because that's the goal. The goal is not your kavod. The goal is that your kavod is going to be marba my kavod. It's going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the whole world. And that's what Paro was saying to Yosef. You're going to be in control. You're going to be in charge. But the goal is that everything you do should add to the covet of the malchus, should add to my covet. Rav Chaim Shaul Kaufman, in Sefer Mishra Shemen, quotes from the Sefer Sifsei Tzadik, who explains based on this a comment that Yosef makes to the brothers in next week's parsha. After Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he sends them back to Canaan, he sends them back to Yaakov Avinu. And he tells them, I want you to say something to the father. I want you to tell Yaakov Avinu of my covet in Mitzrayim. It's a peledik apostolic. Yosef is sending a message back to his father Yaakov. He hasn't seen him for 22 years. What's the message? I want you to tell him of all of the great covet that I have here. Yosef knows that you're not supposed to run after covet. The Rambam says that you have to do tshuva. If someone runs after covet, it's not a good thing. So what's he saying that, you know, I have so much covet? And does he think his father Yaakov is going to be excited that he had covet in Mitzrayim amongst the Goyim? That's something to be proud about? That's something that a father is going to be nene from? He's going to derive benefit from it? What's he saying? So, Dr. Sifsei Tzadik, Yosef was sending a message to Yaakov. Don't think for a moment that I've forgotten how to be your son. I want you to know I have kavod here in Mitzrayim. The sole purpose of all of my kavod, of my allowing people to treat me with the kavod, is I want to be marbe kavod shamayim. That's what I want. I want people to see what it means to act with integrity and honesty, what it means to live in an elevated life, to live for a higher purpose. That's my whole goal with this kavod. It's not about self-aggrandizement. It's not that I want the kavod. I want to be marbe kavod shamayim. I'm your son, no different than I was 22 years ago. And that's what Yosef was. He comes before Paro. And Paro says, why don't you interpret the dream? I hear. You can interpret dreams. You have this koach. He says, Biladoi Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. It's not me. It's the Ribono Shalom. That's who Yosef was. Everything he did in Mitzrayim before Paro and in front of the people and in front of everyone else who came to Mitzrayim was to be Marbe Kavod Shamayim. Parshas Mikra always falls out around Chanukah time. And many of them first point out that there must be some kind of a connection between Yosef and Chanukah. These are the parshas about Yosef. There must be a connection between Yosef and Chanukah. So perhaps one idea, one connection might be this very point. What's the purpose of the Neres Chanukah? Presume Nisa, to be Mefarsim the Nes of the Parshem. What's the goal of being Mefarsim Nisa? So part of the goal is to be Marbe Kavod Shamayim. When we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu can suspend the laws of nature, so we appreciate his kavod, we appreciate his power, his strength. It's Marbe Kavod Shamayim. It's actually even deeper than that. Because we know the Gemara in Shabbos and Afchav Beis says that L'chatchil, a person is supposed to light their Chanukah al Pesach Beis, or at the entrance to the door. Which side? Left or right? So comes the Gemara and says you should light their Chanukah on the left side. So Ner Chanukah is going to be on the left, and Mezuzah is going to be on the right. What does Mezuzah have to do with Chanukah? Is it such a problem to put the Ner Chanukah on the right side? So it should be with the Mezuzah. What's Gemara is making a statement here that Mezuzah and Ner Chanukah are somewhat related. What's the connection? The answer might be this very point. What's a Mezuzah? The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo says that someone who's kona Mezuzah, puts a Mezuzah up in his Pesach, shows that he's moda b'hashgachas Hashem, that he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Person steps out of his home, goes to work. He's making a living. Sometimes he can forget who's pulling all the strings. How's it all happening? He touches the mezuzah, gives the mezuzah a kiss on his way out. It's a reminder. Don't forget, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's taking you to the office, who's enabling everything to happen at the office, who's giving you all of the hatzlacha that you have. Don't forget that for a moment. Mezuzah reminds a person that not only are the nisim gluyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only suspends the laws of nature, but he runs nature. He runs the world each and every day, and he enables each and every person to accomplish whatever they accomplish. So there's a connection between the mezuzah and the Ner Chanukah. Maybe that's the idea, the connection between Chanukah and Yosef. Yosef's life was about being marbe kavod shamayim. And the message of Chanukah is that we have to live our lives to be marbe kavod shamayim, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu can suspend the laws of nature, but to take that lesson home, and to appreciate that not only can he suspend the laws of nature, but if he can do that, then he can run the Teva each and every day. And he's the one in control. He's the one who gives us Hatzlacha and Bracha and everything that we accomplish. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that for us. Shtaka bizocha, to internalize the message of the Ner Chanukah, to live our lives to be Marbe Kavod Shamayim, and then the message of Chanukah will not be a message that we'll think about only for 8 days, but we'll take it throughout the year and through life. Shabbos, Freilich, and Chanukah.